the law assumed sermon, the gospel afterthought sermon, the God loves you anyway sermon. I've written an article in the latest issues, etc. journal titled An Updated Listener's Guide to the Pulpit. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Dr. Matt Richard details his journey from folk Lutheranism to confessional Lutheranism. The free online Issues Etc. journal. The task that is laid before those who are going to spend the next months, perhaps years, undoing what was done by a hurricane that struck in Texas is incomprehensible. I know there are people planning for it. There are people who have planned for such things. They have done this before. They have attended to those who have been the victims of natural disasters like Hurricane Harvey many times before, but it doesn't make the task any less daunting. And as a pastor, when you hear those things, and you know that your church is being called to go and show mercy, to go and help however we can, the best way we can, what comes first on your list when you read about a hurricane or something like that striking the citizens of our nation? Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're going to be talking about Hurricane Harvey relief efforts. Pastor Matt Harrison joins us on this Wednesday afternoon. He's president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and he spent 9 years as executive director of LCMS World Relief and Human Care. Matt, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hi, Todd. Good to be with you.
In those 9 years that you spent with LCMS World Relief and Human Care, when you would watch the news or see a breaking story about something like a hurricane, the magnitude of Harvey, what would be your first reaction?
It's really rather impossible to describe in any kind of brief way, but there's a certain anxiety, anxiousness. You know you're going to deal with people at their worst and people at their best. You're dealing with sinners all within the church and without. You're dealing with large amounts of money. You're dealing with sort of vested interests. You're dealing with deep desire to help people and love them. And so it's all together. But the nice thing is this ain't our first rodeo. And so there's just a tremendous amount of capacity throughout the church. In Texas, there's a tremendous amount of capacity that has been built since Katrina. Southern District, tremendous capacity. Camp Restore, with our help and the help of so many volunteers, and we'll have the army of volunteers again from all of the LCMS. You can go to lcms.org and find a page to sign up to be volunteers. That'll be running heavily in the short run, and thousands of people are going to be needed to go down and clean up houses and rebuild. But through Camp Restore, the LCMS and its friends rebuilt 6,000 homes in East New Orleans. 6,000 homes. The mayor of New Orleans said recently, if it weren't for the Lutherans, East New Orleans would not be back today. So it's fear and trepidation and complete confidence that the Lord has made us sufficient for this moment.
You are going to be in Texas early next week, God willing. What usually happens when you arrive?
Well, what we're going down to do, you know, what people are doing now on the ground is search and rescue. The floodwaters, Ken Hennings, the president of our Texas district, very capable man. I was talking this morning, and he said, even though the rain has stopped in the Houston area, the water, which was all up on the kind of north and east side of town, if I remember right, is now traveling to the south and west side of town. So you have this huge amount of water that is making its way to drain, and it's still causing enormous damage. You have more damage by the storm buffeting off the coast and then coming back in to the east. And this is all search and rescue stuff right now. It's rescuing the stranded. And once the water ebbs, and that, of course, there's been a ton of damage toward Corpus Christi and those areas, I'm sure folks are already making their way back in to have a look at their homes, et cetera, and begin to pick up the pieces. But the onslaught of volunteers will be needed in the next weeks, and it will be needed for years.
So let's talk a little bit about why Lutherans are, they're not obviously the only ones who are capable of helping, but in terms of our theology and our understanding of both the human condition, God's gospel to respond to our perilous and inescapable sin, and then also what the life that that gospel calls us into by the Holy Spirit. How are we suited for this kind of work with our theology?
We're amazingly suited. Luther says that Christ takes on our flesh, and we take on the flesh of our neighbor in need. Simple as that. And the New Testament has all kinds of information about, you know, Jesus acting. Jesus in Mark's gospel is on the move all the time. And, you know, right out of the beginning, he comes preaching, "For this I came." He's confronted by a man with leprosy. And the guy says, "If you will it, I'll be clean." And he said, "If I will." And he reached out and touched the man. And he said, "Be clean." Jesus acts. He touches. He raises the widow. Right away, Peter's mother-in-law is raised up from her illness. On and on it goes. Jesus always acts with compassion. That great word that I've emphasized so long and in so many places, splachnitsomai, that is to have the deep visceral compassion. Splachna is the guts, the viscera. It was that part of the sacrifice that was pulled out and thrown on the floor. And when it was thrown on the floor by pagan priests to have it analyzed, the sound was splat. And so it's a word that sounds like what it actually is. John says in 1 John 3:15 and following, that's 1 John 3:15 and following, that whoever closes his heart, splachna, how can the love of God remain in him? Children, let us love not with tongue and lip, but in deed and in truth. And not only that, not only individuals, you know, Jesus says, "Be ye merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful." Not only individuals in their individual lives, person to person, in their families, that's, of course, the primary vocation, in your church, your community to be reaching out, but the church has a corporate life of mercy, too. And this is demonstrated in the New Testament in a grand fashion by Paul's collection for the saints at Jerusalem. He organizes this endeavor so that the mission churches in the diaspora, while Jerusalem is going through persecution and famine, the diaspora gathers funds together. That's where we get all of the 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 passages from. God loves a cheerful giver. The gift is acceptable not according to what a person doesn't have, but what he has, and on in those sections. So Paul urges his converts, many of them Gentile converts, to aid the mother church. And he spends a good deal of his life, most of a decade, on this effort. And as a matter of fact, Paul ends up going back to Jerusalem, and he tells Felix he's there for a koinonia. He uses the verbal form. This word koinonia, which means participation in a common thing, we get communion from that. So it's used by Paul in 1 Corinthians 10 for is this cup not a communion, a koinonia with the blood of Christ? Paul uses it for the fellowship that we share, that God brings us together in a koinonia and provides joy from that. We believe the same things. We love one another. And Paul even uses this koinonia word for the collection itself. When I first realized that just blew me away. Paul uses the strongest theological words in the New Testament for this collection. He calls it in 2 Corinthians 9 a liturgia, a liturgy, which is a public service. He calls it a koinonia. He calls it a eucharistia, a thanksgiving. And so Paul goes back to Jerusalem carrying the money. And that's why he goes back. And you could argue, and I do, that he ends up dying for the sake of this great churchly action of mercy done by the whole church for the sake of a suffering part of it.
How do you respond to someone who says, "Look, we should leave this to the capable hands of the various other kind of secular relief organizations and FEMA and the government, because they're all equipped to do this, and Christians can pray and they can preach the gospel, but we have government. This is what we got government for.
Well, I think it's a fundamental denial of the fact that the Christian lives in two realms. As Luther says, he is a sacred and a secular person. By secular, he just meant a person who lives in the world and carries out his vocation. And our congregations are all, you know, St. John's by the Gas Pump, Inc., Incorporated. They are a corporation, a body. We believe that theologically, and the law recognizes the kingdom of the left, that we are treated as a person. And St. John's by the Gas Pump exists in a community. And when its neighbors are being tested, tried, when its members are under the gun, you don't ask, you don't wait, you go with help. So what we do up here is, first off, we connect with the district folks, we connect with the pastors, etc., and the plan comes together. It will be coming together in a big way this coming week in Texas with the partners at the table. The district will lead the way, and we'll say, how can we come alongside of you and take our very considerable resources and make you stronger and make you able in your communities to love and serve people in the name of Jesus Christ. And we can do that in a very unique way. There are a lot of niches. There are governments, FEMA, etc., has tremendous limitations on what it can do and what it does. And there are holes and gaps all over the place. And Christians, our LCMS disaster response, along with congregations and pastors, find those gaps, fill them, serve in a way that is incredible. I'll tell you what, the first time you run into a person whose home has just been blown away or church has been obliterated by a tornado or a flood or something, and all of a sudden the church shows up, the district people show up, the synod people show up and provide real help, real care, transitional housing or whatever the need is, and then rebuild the home, and not only their home, the homes of people around them who aren't even Christians or Lutherans at all, that person every time says, I had no idea my church could do this. I can't believe it. I'm blown away by the love and the mercy of God and the grace of God through my church, and that's priceless.
Pastor Matt Harrison is president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. He spent 9 years as executive director of LCMS World Relief and Human Care. We're talking about Hurricane Harvey relief efforts when we come back. The question naturally arises, how can a loving God allow such things? The Law Assumed Sermon, the Gospel Afterthought Sermon, the God Loves You Anyway Sermon. I've written an article in the latest issues, etc. journal titled An Updated Listener's Guide to the Pulpit. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Dr. Matt Richard details his journey from folk Lutheranism to confessional Lutheranism, the free online Issues, etc. journal.
Memoria Press now offers 6 levels of the Simply Classical curriculum for students with special needs. These full-year curriculum packages for children with learning challenges enable you to teach reading, writing, arithmetic, art, poetry, science, history, Latin, literature, and Christian studies with incremental classical methods. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and enter promo code LPR17 to save on resources for your home or school.
Ever attended an Issues Etc. conference or any number of events that take place across the Synod and wondered why more people from your congregation aren't there? Then check out the special seminar package the CLCC is offering for the 500th anniversary. All you need so your circuit can prepare, promote, and present a seminar that will appeal to all the members of your congregation, provided for free by the CLCC. Just go to theclcc.org, theclcc.org, and click on the blue box, or check us out on Facebook.
People are talking about the Lutheran Federal Credit Union. Lutheran FCU was created solely to serve LCMS workers, families, and entities, and proceeds benefit LCMS organizations. Lutheran FCU offers deposit accounts and loans and has service access at thousands of branches and ATMs nationwide. Lutheran FCU also offers members Christian-based lending advice for new loans and refinancing, minimal account fees, and superior personalized service. Check them out at LutheranFCU.org.
Lutheranism in the Public Square. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Emily finally had to face the truth. Her church choir was a mess.
Katie Schuerman from her new audiobook, House of Living Stones.
Sure, they'd managed to turn out a few decent choral offerings for Sunday worship every now and then, but their confidence and morale were presently hanging lower than pants on a wrapper.
You can purchase and download an audio version of the novel House of Living Stones at Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. House of Living Stones by Katie Schuerman.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com, and like them on Facebook, facebook.com/lutheracademy.
Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. We're talking about Hurricane Harvey relief efforts with Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We've talked with our friends at Memorial Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, hosts of the 2017 Fall Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, and they have given us an all systems go for Friday, November 10th and Saturday, November 11th. You can meet and hear Mark and Molly Hemingway, Rod Dreher, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris, and Dr. Scott Murray at the conference. Registration is $120 and includes three meals. Childcare is free, courtesy of the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education. You can find out more and you can register at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, November 10th and 11th in Houston, Texas. Matt, inevitably, after an event like Hurricane Harvey, the question is raised by both friend and foe. How could a loving God allow things like this, much less in terms of the human toll, the kind of flooding they've had in India, Nepal, Bangladesh, where over 1,200 people have lost their lives?
I had to struggle with this very intensely, and I remember struggling with it most intensely after the great Asian tsunami and being on the ground in Sri Lanka a week after and just seeing mass graves and, especially coastal events, and this will have the same feel, in Mississippi after Katrina. A hurricane simply blows everything away from the foundation. And if it doesn't take the foundation in toto, all you have is maybe some front steps and a slab where a house used to be with lag bolts sticking up. And everything the person owned and everything that was at house is just blown back for 2 miles behind the house. And I watched carefully as different entities dealt with it. I met some folks from a famous American denomination in France. They were just coming back. They had gotten to the disaster area. Their forte was clean water, so they had been there within a couple of days. And they said, "We're having great success evangelizing by saying, you believed in the wrong God. This is why it happened to you. Our God is Jesus." And I thought, oh my, that is horrid. And then talking to Muslims and Hindus, it was sort of all destined, predestined. And they didn't struggle with the question of suffering like we Christians do. It all became real to me when I simply had to give up my questions and bury my thoughts in the cross of Christ, who apparently to all those around was dying a pointless death, the end of a glorious mission that went wrong and apparently no longer had the support of God the Father, and the women watch him die, and there he's hanging there dead. But as you remember, it was Mark's gospel, all the way along in Mark's gospel, nobody knows who Jesus is except the demons. And at the end, even Peter confesses, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And then when Jesus says, "But the Christ is going to suffer," Peter says, no, we're not going to have it. And he says, "Get thee behind me, Satan," the strongest rebuke in the New Testament. And it's when Christ is hanging dead on the cross, a centurion says, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." That's the first time a human speaks that word. And so Jesus' true nature is revealed in suffering. And you can't see the resurrection beyond that. It's the same for us in this life. We have crosses and difficulties, catastrophic events that seem utterly senseless and make no sense to anybody, let alone Christians. And yet, I bury my thoughts in the cross of Christ, knowing that God brings crosses for a purpose. Sometimes we're led into it. And what will happen with this disaster is over time, with all the people responding, there will be such an exchange of love, an increase of Christian faith, trauma to be certain, loss of faith, fear, all those kind of things. But there will be an outpouring of love in the name of Jesus Christ that is second to none.
So how can we help, Matt?
Well, you know, I'm already getting contacts. Hey, I've got a box of food. I'm getting tons of those things. What we really need is basically we wait until, a lot of people say that, well, that's not very sexy. We wait until the areas are cleared, except in there are a number of cases where people need certain immediate things, but we wait till the areas are cleared so our folks can head back in, and that will happen over the next couple of weeks. We've got ways to sign up to be volunteers. The Texas District has that too. Those waves of volunteers to clean out houses and rebuild will be needed over the next couple of years. We don't send stuff without being asked. You know, a lot of people want to start collecting things right away and sending stuff. In large measure, the immediate needs of people can be covered and are covered by governmental organizations, etc. And some agencies specialize in sending things over time. But you should only send things that have been requested. So the best thing you can do right now is pray. The next thing you can do is be prepared to volunteer if at all possible. And third, give. Provide some dollars. You can go to lcms.org, provide dollars. Texas District has its ways of providing dollars. We together as a synod will come together in a big, big way to support this. You can find on Facebook, go to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Facebook site, and there you can find information on how to use your iPhone and just text and provide support. It's really slick and easy. So give generously.
Folks, you can help the victims of Hurricane Harvey by making a tax-deductible donation to LCMS Disaster Response, lcms.org/Harvey. You can call 888-930-4438 or send a text message to 41444 and type LCMS Harvey in the message field. You'll receive a text with a link to a phone-friendly, secure donation form. Pastor Matt Harrison is president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and he spent 9 years as executive director of LCMS World Relief and Human Care. Matt, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Todd, for getting the word out. And, you know, what other forum do we have where we can talk about the theology of mercy? That's just fantastic. God bless you and all your fabulous listeners all across the world.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is kind of known for the offshoots, the kind of true believer offshoots. There's a new one called The Remnant. We're going to talk about that with Bill McKeever of Mormonism Research Ministry right after this.
When pastors talk about us, they call us ad crucem. When laity mention us, they speak of ad crucem. When non-Lutherans address us, they say ADC Rucam. But no matter how you say it, Ad Crucem is the place to go for greeting cards, artwork, jewelry, ornaments, housewares, church certificates, church banners, and all your gift buying needs. Visit adcrucem.com, confessing the faith through art and word. ADC, RUCEM.com.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Real Reformation Radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Children are entitled to a relationship with both of their parents, and they're entitled to know who they are.
Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse of the Ruth Institute talking about her presentation at the 2017 Fall Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
And if you take that entitlement as basic and reason backwards from that, what you'll end up with is the whole traditional Christian sexual morality. Get married, stay married, and only have sex with the person you're married to.
You can meet and hear Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse making the case against the sexual revolution at the Fall Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, November 10th and Saturday, November 11th in Houston, Texas. Registration is $120 and includes three meals. Child care is free. For more information, look for the Making the Case logo at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, November 10th and 11th in Houston.